minutes worth of message.
But it was something that I enjoyed in my reading this past week. And it's kind of a continuation of the thought that I spoke on here a couple Sundays ago. So it's mostly an encouragement to others, I hope. And I want to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. So when I spoke last, I don't know if I got my point across, but my thoughts were on the importance of everybody in an assembly. And the ones who seemingly have it all together, and the ones who seemingly are good at what they do, and they take public part, and they're always prepared. But also the ones who aren't that way, like me. And that makes it sound like I'm trying to make myself sound important. But just the importance of the group and everybody's special talents, because some people are good at things that other people aren't good at. And Michael told me that he's got thoughts concerning these general passages too, and we're going to hear a message on that. So I'm calling him out if he listens to this recording. But 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I believe it's verse 7, kind of carried my thoughts one more step. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7, "And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in sound, how shall it be known what is piped or harped?" Now, I don't always enjoy the way the King James puts things like this, because I feel that it makes it more complicated than it has to be. So I'm going to read the NLT version. I hope you don't mind, but verse 7 says, "Even lifeless instruments," or even the instruments that don't seem as flashy, "like the flute or the harp, must play notes clearly, or no one will recognize the melody." Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 is specifically about an assembly meeting happening. We can think about it that way, or we can think about the body as a whole, but the way I was enjoying it is as follows. Everybody's important, as I said before, but if everybody's doing their part, that's the way the body works the best. So the ones who do have flashier jobs, if you can put it that way, flashier roles, maybe that's a better way to say it, more public, good for them. But this is an encouragement for especially the younger ones. And I, being one of the middler-aged ones now, not the youngest anyway, that's what I mean, I remember still, I'm young enough to remember the stress. In a Sunday morning, when you have thoughts on your mind and you want to get up and share them, but you're terrified. I don't get them as much as I used to, but I still remember the heart pounding. I remember that. But if you play your part, even if it's just a flute, it adds to the melody. It adds to the meeting. It adds to the joy that those around you get. It adds to the function of the body. But I want to think about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Because I think this is the ultimate melody. And I think, as I said, it is encouragement to you guys, not just the brothers that take part, but everybody's little part, to everything we do here. You're adding to the melody, and in my mind, this is the melody. "For as often," verse 26, chapter 11, "as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come." So an encouragement to everybody, no matter how big or how small your part is, play it, because it brings glory to God.